Hey everybody, thanks for stopping by and checking out SiteLap, where we break down the coming event. This weekend we've got the San Diego Supercross in Snapdragon Stadium. I'm your host, David Pingree, joined by our brand manager here at Whiskey Throttle Media, Bruce Murata. Thanks for joining me.
Yep, thank you.
And we're gonna go through it, man. So coming off that mutter, it definitely throws a reset, I would say. Like, once they get all the mud out of all the places where they're finding mud today, it's going to kind of be like, all right, let's get back to some normal racing. I want to talk a little bit about, first of all, our sponsors, Rock and Turf. If you guys need artificial grass, concrete work, any kind of that landscape stuff, they're the man. Those guys crush it. Rockandturflandscape.com. And they make really cool artificial grass mats, for good for changing on, putting in front of your RV or your trailer. And then also Maxxis.com, Maxxis Tires. They make amazing off-road truck tires, light duty. Check those guys out when you need meets for your truck or Sprinter or something like that. So as we go into this weekend, the big story for me is the point separation now between those guys who had bad weekends. We talked about that a little bit in riders meeting, but you've got three of the six main title contenders in the 250 class out. I mean, they're just not going to win this title. They're more than a full race down. I don't think you're going to see those other three guys all DNF. I just think you're too far out. And yeah. And we've lost some good guys in the 450 class. Malcolm Stewart's down a long ways. We thought he'd be at least a runner for that, you know, championship. Cooper Webb, 18 points down after two rounds. I mean, it's a long, those 450 guys particularly have a lot of races left to go, and everyone's going to probably have a bad race, but he had a bad one.
Yeah. But what we've seen in the past too, I mean, some of these championships come down just to those last couple points, you know? So it's a bummer.
Yeah. And our current champ is off to a great start.
Yeah.
With the lead in the points already, with just two solid podium finishes, you know, and a win. Let's talk about this venue, Snapdragon Stadium. I love it because, not that I didn't like Petco Park, but you're downtown, which is great because you can kind of cruise around town, go get some drinks and just wander over the stadium or whatever, but parking's kind of a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I don't like baseball stadiums as much as I like football stadiums, as far as the footprint of the layout, because with a football stadium, you can run longer straightaways and 180 degree turns. Allows you to get up next to a guy and set up a pass and then be able to make it in a tight turn. Where on a baseball diamond, it's kind of shorter straightaways and 90s, and it's really tough to make passes in that kind of layout. So yeah. I'm excited. I like this footprint. I think it'll be good. Soils, DG, and clay. And here's the kicker. Here's our Maxxis Tires weather report. We got a chance of rain again. And I hate to say that, but it is changing, though. Earlier this week, 52% chance of rain on Saturday and Sunday. Clear all week, so that's good. They'll be able to build the track and fully cover it. But the rain was Saturday and Sunday. Now, it went from 52 to 46, so it's dropping and actually pushing a little later. I sound like a weatherman. Here, it's going to be in a... But let's just hope that the storm moves a little slower and it does push back to Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
And goes through the rest of the weekend and Monday. That'd be awesome. Really would like to see a dry race here. So fingers crossed. 65 degrees on Saturday. So nice temps. If we just keep the rain away, we'll be looking good. Let's get to our Elevate Motocross 250 preview. If you guys need some coaching, go to Elevate Motocross, elevate.com, elevateactionsports.com. Really cool stuff on there. So check them out. Who could win this event? If we're looking at the 250 class, like I said, there's those six guys that I still think are the class of the field. And that's Jordan Smith, RJ Hampshire, Levi Kitchen, who are your top three in points, but also Max Voland, who really just had bad luck. Bike gave up on him in San Francisco. Joe Shimoda, who had a bad start at the opener, crashes up in the Bay Area, and now is way back in points. But he has got to make a statement. And then also Nate Thrasher, who's not had a good year at all so far, but needs to rebound. Those are the guys I think that'll be your podium.
Yeah.
With a wild card of Julien Beaumaire. That kid was super impressive at the opener. Not a mud rider, and we kind of called that. I figured the mud would be tough for him. Even if you've ridden the mud, to go and ride it in a supercross track is different.
Yeah, that was a huge learning experience for him last weekend. But going back to... who could win this thing? Well, obviously I'm a huge RJ fan. I really think he can do it. especially with the talks I had with him after this mud race. I mean, he is just fired up. But it wouldn't surprise me seeing Shimoda take a win, because he's so far out of the points now. I feel like a lot of pressure's off of him. And now it's just, he's just out there to, you know.
Well, your mindset changes, right?
Right.
I've had these seasons where the first few rounds just don't go to plan. And you're like, well, all right, I'm out of the championship. And that almost does relieve some pressure there. And then you just start to go, okay, I've got to win races.
Right.
If I can't win the title, the next best thing is rack up some wins. And that's where Joe's at. He's got to prove that this Honda ride was not a mistake. He's capable. And really, he's been much better outdoors than Supercross historically, just looking through his results. So he needs to fire off some wins on Supercross. And now that he can kind of be like, well, screw it, I'm just going to hang it out if I go down, and I'm not worried about saving points. He's really not in this title fight anymore. So he needs to go out and bang out wins, and he can.
Yeah.
He's just got to deliver. So who do you, well, we'll get to picks, but talk about surprises. Who could surprise us?
Billy Leninovich.
How big do you think? This is his hometown race.
Yeah, it's his hometown. He still hasn't been able to prove what he can really do. I mean, A1 was just like, they had a lot of changes they had to make to the bike.
Yeah.
So they came into San Francisco. It was a mutter.
But hey, I did want to mention this. He qualified 17th fastest.
Yeah.
In San Francisco. So he was, that's main event right there. Mm-hmm. You're in by a pretty good little cushion. Had some bad luck crashes in the heats and LCQ, but
I believe in Billy.
I do too.
Yeah. So he's in a,
we're probably biased because we both just really like him.
Yeah.
Billy's the sweetest dude in the world, and if you know him, you love him, and you want to see him get in the main event.
So. And just growing up, and you know, he was a little bit older than me. Gosh, he was like our local hero.
Oh yeah,
Oaks,
oh, yeah.
And just, I mean, the guy was unreal.
Yeah.
So, and he had a good professional career as well.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Well, let's just hope, fingers crossed, we can put him into the main event this weekend. I want to talk about points because, again, Smith leading, Kitchens 5 back, Hampshire's 9 back. Remember, these guys only have 8 rounds. They've only got 6 left to go.
Yeah.
That goes by really quickly. And I would say RJ's in a point where he's fine at 9 points back. It's very doable. Smith, you know, he's likely to have a bad race. He hasn't had one yet where he's off the box. There's certainly potential for that. But he's got to stop the bleeding. You know, he can't have another bad one. So that is the one bummer about having a bad night.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say the same for Cooper Webb. It's like, okay, I can't have any more.
Right.
My one kind of giveaway is done.
Yeah.
I got to be tight the rest of the season. So,
which that could also put even more pressure on these guys.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah, so. Absolutely. Let's go with our top 3 picks. For me, I like what you said about Joe Shimoda. I do feel like he has to prove something. And I know that he's got it under the hood. I'm going to go with Joe Shimoda, RJ, Jordan Smith as my top 3. I'd like to pick Volin because I think he's going to have a good ride too. He's been riding so well. I think he got hosed a little bit on those red cross legs at Anaheim. Got hosed last weekend with his bike quitting on him. And he's got something to prove too, but it's tough. Those are my 3.
So I'm going to do RJ. RJ for the win. And then I'm going to do Joe second. And I'm going to keep Kitchen for third. Because Kitchen's been very consistent on the podium.
He has been.
I feel like he's going to keep it in the mix there for the top 3 spot.
All right, I like it. There you have it. Let's get to our Rock and Turf 450 class preview. Who could win this one? Again, this is a pretty big group of guys. I've got 5 guys that, for me, these are the big 5 heavy hitters right now that any one of them could win. If it's dry, we're going to just hope that it's dry. Or maybe a little sprinkle, but not a mud race. I'm going with Jet, Eli, Webb, Chase, and Anderson. Those are our kind of our key guys that, for me, I think can come out and win on any given weekend.
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody there? Like, I mean, Dylan's fast. There's a lot of guys who are quick, but as far as winning, you know, Roxon's good, but winning, beating all those guys heads up?
You know, Ping, there's something that's telling me that there's some momentum now for Eli.
Yeah.
So I'm actually picking him for the win.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm going to do Eli, Sexton, and then Jet.
Okay. All right. That's interesting. I want to talk about who could surprise. And you and I both last week talked about Prado. I had him on the podium. You picked him to win.
I know.
And when he won that heat, I know you were like,
yeah. Yes, I'm like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Listen, you're a GP world champion, man. Yeah. You can ride the mud.
Yeah.
And that's why for me, I was just like, if it's a swampy, muddy, mucky mess like it was, he was my guy. I swear he got the whole shot, he'd have won it. I really believe that. But how will he do down here? I'm putting him in the top 10. I still think just the confidence he gained, he's got a couple of rounds under his belt. Now he knows how the just how the flow works of a race weekend. He's going to get more time this week on a supercross track, maybe going to a couple places. I think he comes out and surprises. Inside the top 10, solid ride this week. Put him at 7th.
Yeah, I think that's doable.
And that would be incredible for him to come out of here with two top 10s on a heat race win. And your first, you only ridden supercross for a month.
Yeah, I mean, and I already called it out. You're going to see that guy 2025.
Yeah, 100%. So, you and I both said that. And, in fact, I've spoken to his agent, Bobby Moore. We've had that conversation and he won't tell me, but that's the vibe I get.
Now, let's say this weather does change on us and it ends up being a mud race. I feel like whoever's going to get that start based off of last weekend, whoever's going to get the start is most likely going to win.
Well, here's the thing. Mud down here, very different from mud up there. Because I feel like it's going to be dry all week. The dirt's going to get hard and packed. If it rains, it's going to be greasy mud. It isn't going to be that mucky, deep stuff we saw up in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
That's a different animal. And I think you'll find some of the good mud guys jumping stuff still and getting through rhythms. So I'm not going to put Prado as high if it's that conditions, right?
You know, and I do have a question for you.
Okay.
As far as like prepping for a mud race, how much does suspension setup really matter for these mud races?
I mean, not a lot, but typically what all these guys will do is they'll add some compression to the bike just to try to get it to sit up. It's basically as though you put on 40 pounds, 50 pounds overnight. Your bike is that much heavier. So now all of a sudden your sag number's off, everything's off.
Right.
And it sits lower. That means your foot pegs are dragging and you're getting hung up. So a lot of times what they'll do, because you're not really worried about the action of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just literally make it stiffer so that it will sit up and be able to, you know, ride in the right part of the stroke with that extra 40 or 50 pounds that's going to have.
And hey, this could be interesting based off seeing the weather, how there's what is it, 48% chance or whatever it was on Saturday. I mean, they could start the day off in dry conditions and it can turn into
absolutely,
you know, rainfall.
Yeah. And that's almost worse because then, like I said, the track gets hard.
Yeah.
And the rain will sit on top and it just gets greasy rather than soaking in and being ruddy, mucky, muddy.
Well, so we'll be different. We'll have to see.
Yeah,
we'll
absolutely. See. I do want to make some notes. This is the throwback race. I pulled out some old jerseys, actually posted them on my Instagram, found a couple old Pro Circuit jerseys. My jersey from my San Jose win.
Nice.
We pulled this out. I'll just show you guys because
that's a classic right there.
My first supercross win, San Jose 95. I have the jersey. I wrote the date and signed it and stuck it in my closet. I've had it for I don't know how many years.
That's awesome.
Anyway, a bunch of old stuff. So my kids are pilfering it all. They're gonna wear all my old Pro Circuit stuff to the race. So wear your best retro crap. It's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm stoked to see like the graphics they'll come up with. And
that's what I was gonna say. Those are always my favorite races, is like these throwbacks and just seeing what the bikes are gonna look like, the gear, the
military appreciation. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, I like it. I would say another thing I want to just touch on, Malcolm needs a big rebound race. If we can have dry conditions, man, I'd love to see him come out and just fire off a podium, man. He could do it.
He absolutely can. I mean, that, and those were all the talks preseason. I even spoke to Big James about it at Anaheim. He's like, he's 100%. He's ready to do this. You know, I mean, there's been so much positive talk about him and man, he just hasn't been able to really show it yet.
No, so he hasn't.
Maybe this could be the weekend. You know,
there was one other thing too I wanted to mention. I don't know if you caught this in the post-race press conference with Chase Sexton. He said that they made a bunch of progress between A1 and San Francisco. He goes, I was bummed it was muddy because we made these huge changes during the week that got me so much more comfortable. And I was really stoked to go and show it at the race.
Yeah.
And, you know, mud, kind of all bets are off. Like I said, they probably stiffen everything way up and change the setup. But I'm curious to see what that will translate into this weekend if we have regular conditions. Mm-hmm. Because he looked good at Anaheim. He didn't look 100% like himself, but he looked really comfortable last weekend in that muck. And, you know, if they made huge leaps, which they're going to continue to do all year with him, you know, and I think these guys need to be really careful that Chase doesn't start getting confidence and getting rolling, because he's already got himself a little lead and those guys have all kind of had some rough rounds. And if he just keeps knocking out wins, seconds, thirds, he's going to be tough to reel in.
He is. And the more, like you said, the more comfortable he gets on that bike, it's, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be dangerous.
Here's what I want to see, man. I want to see Chase, Jet, and Eli, and Webb. I want to see those four dudes start up front and just go toe-to-toe for 20 minutes.
Yes.
That is like, I know it's coming. We might not get all four, but I bet we get three of the four. And that's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
Because all of those guys have their strengths. They're all different in the way that they ride, the things they're good at, the way that they tactically go about the race. But they're all amazing.
Well, and that's even like Eli. You're talking about Chase here, making all these bike changes, or, you know, he's making changes each week. He's progressing. Same with Tomac, though.
Yeah.
You know, he made that change after Anaheim, which, you know, but it is hard to kind of gauge. It's hard to tell in a mud race, you know? It really is. Yeah. But that's where I feel, man, yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So, well, hopefully this weekend we get that thing that we want, that battle up front, because it'll be a fight. Man, it'll be a fight. All right, so let's throw our picks in here for top three for the weekend. For me, I have a hard time right now, what I've seen, betting against Jet in the dry, in the normal conditions. I just have a hard time doing it. If it's my money, I can be a little cheap at times. I don't want to throw money away, damn it. I'll bet on Jet. But listen, if Eli or Chase, so I've got Jet, Eli, Chase as my top three. That could change. That could be flipped around. It could be nine different ways, and it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. But that's my top three. And everyone pains me to put Chase in third. I'm like, ooh, I don't know. That might not work. But everything I mix around, I'd be like, oh, Jet in third. No, that doesn't work.
Yeah. And I go with the Eli, Chase, Jet pick still, because I feel Eli has that momentum now. I feel like he's got some good settings picked. But I feel like, you know, Chase is going to still be in that mix. And I think the thing with Jet, with like others out there, is it's like that love and hate relationship. Like, you love the rider. He's one of the most talented guys on a motorcycle right now. I mean, watching him ride, it's so hard to pick anything that he does wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. Like, the kid is, I've never seen anything like it before, how he rides a motorcycle. But it's like, you're just tired of just seeing that same, like, winning, 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 winning. You just want to change it up, you know? And I know there's a lot of people out there that think the same. You know, they just want to see someone else win.
Look, this happened with McGrath. When McGrath was winning everything through the late 90s, people loved him. But at the same time, they were rooting for someone to beat him. You know, and that's just how it goes. You know, anytime somebody starts winning a lot, people want to see an underdog come up and beat them. That's just human nature. I don't really know what that is about us. But like I said, all three of these guys, I feel like, are just peaking.
Yeah. You know?
They're in different points. Eli's later in his career. Jet's very early. Chase would be just kind of maybe in the middle of the two.
And that's where I put him, in that second place right now.
But he's really, I think really, if you look at it, right, Eli's late in his career. So he's got all the experience and that. He's very seasoned. Jet's very young. So he's got talent just falling out of every orifice in his body.
Right.
But he's never done a 17-round Supercross championship. So there's that. Chase is like he's in the meat of his career. He's hungry. He wants to prove that he made a good choice going to KTM. He's got a championship, but he kind of wants to prove that that wasn't a fluke. I think really, if you're looking at it on paper, Chase is the guy you bet on for this title.
Yeah, it's seeming like that.
Did that change your mind at all? Was that a convincing
lie? No, it actually is. It is, Ping. And I think this is the season that's going to fix that kind of love-hate relationship with the Jet, because there's just so many good guys that can change each weekend, you know? And
yeah.
After hearing you say that, it's starting, you know, I came into the season wanting to see Eli win the championship,
yeah.
You know? And I think that might just be me. I feel like it's going to be his last season. I love to see him go out, you know, winning a championship his last year. But man, you got some good points there about Chase.
Yeah, I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just trying to look at it analytically. I'm with you. I feel like Eli got shortchanged. That thing with his Achilles was weird, and he had a really good handle on that title. And I feel like I hate to see that happen to a guy. I'd love to see him come back, win it, and then go, all right, later, guys, I'm out.
Yeah, I've known Chase for a while, since amateurs, and let me tell you, when that kid gets on a roll, it's gonna be hard to beat him.
He's on one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he's on one.
Yeah.
He's gone 3-1, and he's happy and comfortable on the bike now.
And I've been around a lot of these riders and seeing how when they lose a race, you know, they get upset. But man, Chase, you do not want to be anywhere near that kid.
Oh, yeah.
If he has a bad night, stay away.
Steer clear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see if Bruce and I know what we're talking about or we're completely full of shit. Join us next week, every Monday, riders meeting here. We're going to break down what happened in San Diego. And then every Thursday, we'll talk about what may happen the following Saturday. So join us all year long. It's going to be a good time. We'll see you guys on Monday.